fine toast you offered there indeed. Though, if you wouldn't mind, spare a minute to sit and talk to an old skyjack. Aye, that's it. It's always good that one so young as yourself takes time to listen to those who are older with more experience. It's easy to pass off the barks of an old sky dog like myself as the doddering rants of an old drunk. But take heart when I tell ye that ye best be careful toastin' with take flight around certain folk. I suppose you're still learning your knots, though, so you might not know what it means. And as it happens, I've found a fresh pint here, so allow me to take the time to educate you. Back about 80, when the Red Feathers called themselves the Red Feather Company rather than the Red Feather Syndicate, their business was very different. Today, the Syndicate deals in just about any industry that touches the sky. And those they don't, they're working on, you can mark my words. But when they started out, they did 3 things. Make weave, sell weave, and turn sea ships into sky ships. Even after about 40 years of the Mariner waging his bloody war against all those who call land and port home, there were folk who still sailed the sea. Blood spilt by mad sailors is a worthy cost for trade for a few, while others sailed to rally against the drowned fleet, and still more came from seafaring places that had no choice but to brave the damned call of the tide. Still, those left sailing were only a few, and sailing used to be the biggest thing there ever was. Harbors, shorelines, and old shipwright docks were loaded with vessels, gathering barnacles and waiting to sink into the deep. The feathers came down from the sky with a miracle woven into yards. With a little work, every part could turn those old leaking heaps into a sky ship. A new chance at making a life. According to sources I trust better than any Red Feather historian I ever met, the weave peddlers and sky riggers advertised their services with a handsome little image of a ship with wings that said, "Take flight." At the time, it meant lifting off into a new life of discovery, fortune, and adventure in the sky. It used to be that if a body didn't like their lot in life on the ground, their only choice was to lay down in the soil. There were no ferries waiting to take you across the water, and traveling to the next town over the hill almost certainly meant crossing the river. But now, there was freedom to choose. You could always sign on with a crew to sail or rig. And if you shared in enough fortunes, you could buy some weave and make your own company. From the Red Feather's own mouth, take flight was a widely accepted call to freedom and independence. Whether that be true or not don't matter exactly. Decades later, when the Feathers made their declaration of ownership and tried to declare all weave in the sky to be their property, the privateers they had sold weave to bound together and used that same saying against them. Take flight became a call to arms against folk who had been so fickle with the gift of the sky. It was making a declaration back to take flight from the Feathers who imagined themselves the owners of it. Eventually, the privateers won their struggle and forced the Syndicate to recognize their bills of sale. And that's when the privateers lost their backbone and grew content to have their weave, even if it meant having it at the pleasure of the Feathers. It's also the moment that take flight fell to the Corsairs. All skyjacks know that freedom is not a thing to be granted by some petty lord with writ and blood and pockets lined with laborer's gold. It's owned by each soul born under the sky and breathing its air. Flight is claiming that freedom and all the fortune and hardship it bestows. A corsair doesn't sail by Red Feather law or privateer's writ. They sail with the strength of their back, keen of their mind, and love of their fellows. And they'll defend that by blade of cutlass or fire of cannon. Take flight is saying you have the will to face the cutting stone, and you control your own destiny. That you'd pour sweat and spill blood for your own right and any jack who'd sail at your side. If that be the sort of folk ye are, then I'll raise this point to ye. There are no kings. Take flight.